A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Thank you for joining me today. I am going to talk about responses. What I need you to know that it's not always what happens, right? Accidents happen, bad things happen, unintended things happen. Sometimes you slip up and say something that you didn't mean to say. Of course, I'm talking about the BAFTA situation. And these things happen, but it's not really that these things happen. It's how people respond to them. And BAFTA dropped the ball, like, period. All right. So whether you agree, because I know people are like, oh, Tourette's, now we got all these experts on Tourette's. And I have taught a couple of students who've had Tourette's before. So I kind of know how it works. I'm not an expert. I'm not a doctor. Do not quote me. I'm just saying this based on my experience, lived experience. But they really often cannot control what they say. Sometimes they have words in their vocabulary they don't know that they have. Sometimes they say things that are inappropriate because they don't have, you know, it's a disease, right? So they don't have what we have, which is discernment and the ability to say, I really shouldn't say that online. Like, Tony, we're going to talk about this offline. Like, they just don't have that. But having said that, it doesn't mean that the things that they do and sometimes say don't cause harm to others. So we know that that is a possibility when you invite somebody to a space that has Tourette's. And that is part of what we call the mainstreaming of people who have these types of ability challenges, right? And that is to incorporate them and involve them in mainstream spaces so that they are not isolated and separated from society based on something that they cannot control. Having said that, you also have to be ready and have a plan, particularly if you know what Tourette's is, and there are lots of different types of Tourette's. Do the research, Google it. I don't have time to talk about it today, right now. But depending on what type of Tourette's that they have, that there is a very real possibility that that person will say something inappropriate and shout something inappropriate during the ceremony. So, you know, it wasn't just Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo, which I thought was just God awful, what happened. And the lack of response has just been horrific from BAFTA. And we're going to talk about the response in a minute. But, you know, he was also telling, you know, several women to, you know, shut the F up repeatedly. And then there were other people who were using the platforms and they were saying things. And this is different from the Tourette's. These are people who have control over what they can say. And those folks were edited out. So it wasn't necessarily that he did this thing that did cause harm, right? Because that happens. It was the response to him doing this thing. This is John Davidson, the subject of the movie that is quite excellent, actually. Doing this thing, the apology that was given to him, right? And the lack of apology that was given to Delroy Lindo and Michael B. Jordan. The fact that there was a 2-hour delay and that phrases like Free Palestine and some other things were edited out. The shut the F up was edited out, right? But the fact that the N word was allowed to remain in. Right. Because, well, I don't know what they were thinking, but in my mind, Black people are expendable. Black people are strong. You know, they can deal with it. It's not a big deal. You know, this word, doesn't hold power anymore. You know, all of these little ridiculous notions that we have about words and that they do still hurt. And then the fact that Black pain is just, this is this idea that Black people don't feel pain. We don't feel harm, especially Black men, right? They don't feel harm. They don't feel pain. You know, these are two of the greatest stars right now. They're in one of the best movies made in the last 25 years. They're working with Ryan Coogler. They'll be all right, right? Is that attitude towards what happened to them and the lack of what I would call a genuine apology, not only to them, but to the other Black people who love the arts, who love movies, who support these things, who are in the audience, physically present there. And then the global audience. And the BBC is like, they have a global audience. I mean, I've worked with them. I love their stuff. It's like amazing. The quality of the work that they do is so great. And so it's just really disappointing when there is an opportunity to do the right thing and to have a correct response and that fails. All right. So when you are inviting someone and you know this is a possibility, you have to have a plan. What are we going to do? What is the plan? What is the protocol? You have to work that out with that actual person. So that should have been done. I don't know if it happened and if it just failed or if they just didn't have a good enough plan, but that appears to be that appeared to not have been in place. And then you have to inform and educate people who are in the audience. And I know there was like, I saw some footage, but it was literally maybe 20 seconds of preparation for what might happen instead of, which is just really not enough, right? That's a very ableist way of thinking about a disability. And then you have to think about, well, what are we going to do to make this person whole, right? The harmed person whole. What are we going to do to address this? And the people who are in the audience. But yeah, the apology was weak. The fact that they privileged Davidson leaving because he was so upset about what happened and the people with him were so upset about what happened and did not even address the fact that Delroy Lindo walked off the stage and left, right? Is a problem. It's a problem. And it's not ethical on top of it being a problem. So what I need you to know is that life is not fair, especially if you're a member of a historically disenfranchised group, and that two things can be the same at once, right? This man can have this disability that causes him to do things that is beyond his control that may cause harm to other people. And people can be harmed. And people can be harmed and offended by this unintended action, which leads to this unintended, and some would say intended, consequence. All right. So that's what you need to know. You need to know that it is not always the action, the screaming of the racial epithet. Trust me, there's Black men from America and the UK, Jamaica, I think by way of Jamaica. I might be wrong on that, but I think it's by way of Jamaica. So they have heard that epithet in every way that it can be used, right? Not to say that they should be used to it, not to say that it does not cause harm, not to say they should shake it off. I don't believe any of that. It is a harmful word, and the way that it is used caused harm, whether that was the intention or not. But it's the response to that, right? It's the response. And that is what people need to know. It's not the act necessarily. Even like with customer service stuff, you know, I was thinking about that, and this is a false equivalency. I'm not saying they're the same. They're not the same. They're not weighted the same. But a lot of times what I have found with customer service issues, it's not that you double charge me for this thing. It's your response to it, which is, I can't help you. I'm not trying to help you. There's no one that can help you. You know, just get out of here, right? It's not the act, it's the response. Things happen. People do things that are inappropriate. People say things that are inappropriate. We have all our faculties. We don't suffer from this disease, and we still say things that are inappropriate. You know, sometimes you misread the room. Sometimes you don't know what other people are dealing with. And so the number one rule of communication, number one rule of communication, and I am a PhD, so I do know what I'm talking about on this, is that it does not matter what your intention was when sending a message. It is how it is received. If the recipient doesn't receive it in the way that you intended it to be, in the way that you intended it to be received, you failed at the communication. Thus and so, BAFTA, you failed. Okay? All right. So what I need you to know is that, yes, you can have empathy for the actions, but you also need to have a response that is appropriate and that addresses the harm that was caused. And when you don't do that, you fail at your communication, and something that should have never made it if they had edited it out, because they could have easily edited it out. I also do production, so I know what I'm talking about. And I have worked with the BBC, and so I do know what I'm talking about. If they had edited it out, we might have avoided this altogether. All right. So then you have to think about why they didn't edit it out, why there has not been an appropriate response to addressing the harm caused to the people of African descent that were on the stage in the audience, the physical audience, and in the global audience. Why? All right. So think about your response going forward. Think about the ways in which you respond to conflict, the ways you respond to misunderstandings, the way you respond to miscommunication, the way you respond to abusive language. Think about the protocol that you want to have in place. And I'm not talking about corporations. I'm talking about as a personal human being. We should all have a personal code of ethics. How do you want to deal with these things? Because you're going to deal with them. These things are going to come up all the time, right? Especially if you're a Black person. They're coming up. It's probably daily. So we got to figure this shit out every day. Like, how Black do I want to act today? I think there was a comedian, Dion Cole, talked about that. He did it. It was funny. Go watch him. I'm not being funny. Like, you literally have to be like, okay, if I address what this person just said to me that caused me harm and totally diminished what I have accomplished in my entire life in one fell swoop, then I'm going to be seen as an angry Black woman. If I'm seen as an angry Black woman, that could have negative consequences for the next step that I'm trying to take. So today I'm going to let that pass. But if you catch me on another day, I might not let it pass. All right. So I need you to know that you need to be thinking about how to properly respond and make others whole when you have harmed them. One way not to do it, which we've learned from this example, is to pretend that they don't have pain, which is historical. They don't feel pain and that they weren't harmed, or to elevate somebody else's challenges over that pain. Not acceptable. All right. So tune in next week to Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. I want you to watch a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris, the award-winning podcast, where they delve into these very important issues and have conversations, have the hard conversations about a lot of these issues, including this BAFTA incident. So definitely tune in so that you can hear their perspective, because it is important. But until then, I want you to stay informed. I want you to stay on purpose. I want you to think about your responses. And I want you to stay present. All right. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you next time.
A Black Executive Perspective.